Do you usually do what the doctors suggest?
The doctors don't often suggest things, but I think I do if I agree with it, if that makes sense. And sometimes I just sort of smile nicely and go and do what I think. And if they put me on to the nurses, I'll go for a bit and then I get a bit fed up because I sort of feel, well, I can tinker about with it as much at home by myself with having to keep, you know, go to them all the time. So I just get a bit fed up with being interfered with, I think, which is nasty because if I'm really frightened about something, I go back to them soon enough. But over the years, experience has taught me that I can usually work it out myself. Although saying that now, I'm a bit in a muddle with me. Actual doses, getting them spread out over the day, so I might need to get a bit of help with that. So I'm not probably being very fair, but I think you've got to use your common sense. If it makes sense to you what they're saying, then I mean, when I first went on this human insulin, the nurse said you must put it up an awful lot more than you're taking. And I said, oh, I don't want to do that because it made me so ill before. And she said, well, I can only tell you what the right thing is to do. And I didn't do it. And then gradually I creeped it up a little bit and a little bit. But I didn't do it as quickly as she told me. I creeped it up a little bit my own way. And I felt more comfortable with doing it. I think you like to feel that you're in control of things yourself, because that's really what diabetes is to me. It's being in control of your life and your diet and your insulin and feeling that you know what to do and how to cope and, you know, just making it part of your life and you're not dependent on anybody else for how you cope with things.
You said that you'd got irritated from time to time with people tinkering around. Can you think of any examples?
Well, a couple of years ago, I did have to keep going to the diabetic nurses because it went a bit out of sync again. And I kept going back for months and they'd just move it a little bit and send me away and then they'd move it a little bit. Nothing ever got any better. And I kept thinking, well, what's the point of keep going back? Nothing's changing. They just keep moving it. And I could do that at home, you know. So I got a bit fed up once because they kept me waiting. And I said, oh, I'm going home. And she said, do you want to make another appointment? I said, no, thank you. I'll sort it out myself. And I went away and I did. And I don't think it took me any longer than if I'd kept going back to